Is acupuncture dangerous? Should Christians be practicing it? Welcome back to the Faith of the Fathers podcast. I'm your host, Carl Gessler, here to reignite the faith of the fathers. And there is a fire burning in the world. There's a fire burning in our country, and it's both a fire of evil and a fire of good. God is waking up the church, and we are seeing the contrast of good and evil stronger and stronger every day. A lot of people say that this is the end times. I have my own thoughts on that, but I'm not going to talk about that today. What I do want to say, though, is we don't know how it's going to go. We only know that Jesus wins in the end, so we want to side with Jesus. And so today, I wanted to talk a little bit about acupuncture in kind of a series, an informal series I'm doing on alternative medicine because of getting into deliverance ministry. There are certain things that I'm learning in these from those who have gone before me, the fathers of our faith, about what to renounce. I recently finished Derek Prince's book, They Shall Expel Demons, which if you are intellectually minded and you don't want to be, some people are more sensitive to what they think to be like emotionalism or whatever. Some teachers like Isaiah Saldivar are more passionate. But Derek Prince is very intellectual and he's very, very methodical. His teaching is excellent. And so I recommend this book. I'm going to share a story in it about acupuncture because he says you need to renounce it. Greg Locke says you need to renounce it. Isaiah Saldivar, I believe, says you need to renounce it. I expect that he would. I actually don't know that for sure in the sense that I haven't seen it, but that's what I would expect. So in the first mass deliverance that I did, I just kind of read through Greg Locke's list of things to renounce. And actually, I will say, maybe I've said this before, I choked on the words renouncing the Catholic Church just because I have good friends that I love dearly, that, and I just wasn't ready for that. I think you know, not that I'm Catholic, and there are things I strongly disagree with being Catholic, but I had a hard time with the severity of the language, which said, I renounce all association, all affiliation with the Catholic Church. And maybe we'll do an episode on Catholicism particularly. Since that time, I've just, I just skipped it at that time. It got stuck in my throat. I skipped that renunciation because I just wanted to explore that more because it's important to be intellectually honest in this journey in ministry. It's important to be intellectually honest in our walk with the Lord. You will not be free if you don't do that because, you know, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free and you have to speak truth to yourself. You know, I don't want to say you want to be true to yourself, but you have to, in order to truly believe something, you have to address the questions in your soul honestly. So anyway, now I would say just about the Catholic Church, I mean, what good reason is there to be Catholic? I don't need to be Catholic. I am part of the, as the Apostles' Creed says, the Holy Catholic Church in the sense of the universal church. I am part of the church because I am in Christ and Christ is in me, period. That happened through faith and through baptism, not through a denomination, not through the Pope, not through an affiliation with any man-made organization, and I would call the Catholic Church man-made. Jesus didn't. Anyway. We'll go there another time. Today, I wanted to focus on acupuncture because I skipped over the Catholicism renunciation, but I didn't skip over anything else. And some of the things we renounced were things like martial arts and acupuncture and some things that seem, we're so used to them. So it's so normal. They seem benign and just seems like really, do we need to renounce that? And one thing we do need to be careful of as we're doing deliverance is one of the great things is that it wakes up in us the desire and the realization that we need to be holy. But the bad side of that is that it can also turn into legalism and a spirit of religion. Like we can't go to sleep on anything. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. So we have to be careful that, you know, while going for holiness, we might we might start bearing the fruit, not the fruit of the Spirit, but the fruit of darkness. Like, the spirit of religion leads us to be proud, to be cold, to be worried and anxious. Like, that's how we know, you know, something is demonic. I think sometimes we get in trouble by trying to, you know, there are many people in the church that say charismatic practices are demonic, like speaking in tongues, because people in the occult will speak in tongues, or prophecy is occultic because, you know, there are satanic prophecies. And, you know, the devil also has a counterfeit for everything, and we can easily throw out the baby with the bathwater, and I'm trying not to do that. What should be our guiding light in all of this is that Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free, and that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And I believe, you know, not eating and drinking, meaning it's not a matter of what you eat and drink, as in like following the Torah, that kind of thing, but it's about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, because he was speaking to a Jewish audience, and the Torah, you know, has strong restrictions on what you can eat and what you can't eat and who you fellowship with. And Paul's point is to say that the kingdom of God is not about those things. It's not about the food. It's not about, you know, how many times you wash your hands. It's about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So wherever you're not manifesting righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, that's an area of your life that needs attention. Maybe you need to crucify the flesh. Maybe you need to search the scriptures and replace some lies with truth. And maybe you need deliverance from a demon. So acupuncture, that kind of caused a little bit of controversy because many Christian people practice acupuncture. There are many people, Christian people who don't trust the medical world, and they have turned to alternative medicines and trying to find answers. You know, when we believe that things have been held from us, truth has been withheld from us, we distrust everything and we go on a journey to find the truth. That's totally normal. But in that journey, we can get deceived, especially by the language, as many things have been repackaged. I'm learning really that things like the Enneagram, I'm blanking on other things. There's so basically horoscopes have been repackaged over and over again, and it's resold to us under different names, and it's all demonic. It's all about like tagging you, trying to putting you in a box by according to where the planets are, the stars, or you know what where you are on the Enneagram or something like that. Or it's about controlling other people, learning to recognize personality traits and learning how to kind of manipulate them towards your ends. You know, that's kind of what it gets down to at the end of it. And also, so I think a lot of alternative medicine ends up being repackaged horoscopes. And I think a lot of alternative medicine ends up being repackaged energy healing. Energy healing is huge. For those of you who support the podcast and our ministry, you know, we've had a Patreon account. We still have it. It's still active because some people support that way. We like to push people who want to give towards Give, Send, Go, because that's a Christian organization. Patreon is totally woke. But I got a newsletter from Patreon recently with different ways you can promote your product or your ministry or whatever you're doing. And, you know, they encourage you to, the more they want you engaged with their platform. And they have this whole section for energy healers. Then this is all over social media because the globalists in the world are Satanists and they want us involved in the occult. They are so glad to encourage all sorts of perversion. They're so glad to encourage all sorts of forms of the occult because that gives Satan control. Whether the people pushing it are conscious of that or not, that is what's going on. There is a globalist agenda, which is the same agenda which has been there since the foundation of the world, that God created humans in his image, and Satan is jealous, and he wants to usurp that image. He wants to take over your body, and he wants to do his will through your body, which is why when the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, how should we pray? He said, pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the agenda of the kingdom of God, the will of God on earth as it is in heaven. And when God's will is accomplished, what we get is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The church is suffering right now from a lack of vision, as the scriptures say that without vision, the people perish. And many people, many Christians have no vision for what they're going for, what they're trying to become, what they're trying to acquire, what they're trying to create as a Christian. And because of that, we slip into all kinds of addictions and even things that aren't bad, but they're just distractions because we aren't focused on a goal. For most of us, we've adopted basically an American dream. That's not even really defined well. We want to eat well. We want to live well. We want to be comfortable. All those things are good, and I actually want those things too. I want a world where I have a good house. My family is safe and warm. We can enjoy good things. I can go fishing with my sons. I can play baseball. I can trust my neighbors. We live in a place where there's righteousness, peace, and joy. That's the goal, okay? But evil, when we give into sexual temptation, when we try to control people around us so that we get more money so we can get bigger things and better things, when we try to lord it over each other, all these things, when we go seeking our own pleasure at the expense of others, which is called selfishness, and we abandon our children to go chase that younger woman or whatever it is, we destroy the world of people around us. You know, I think this is the story that begins in Genesis, that God creates a good world, but men go seeking after their own things, and because of it, a flood of evil crashes into the world, and God has to provide a way out, which he does. Praise the Lord that he does. So the goal that we're after is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The goal that we're after is a good world, the world that God created and said, this is very good. We want to enjoy that world. We want to preserve that world. We want to come into agreement with the Creator himself. And when we do, the fruit of it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. But we have an enemy who wants to destroy those who are in agreement with God, because he's jealous. He's jealous of God. He's jealous of you. He wants to take over your body to perform his sick, deathly, demonic will for the world, which is what we're seeing right now in the mutilation of people's bodies, in the murder of children in the womb, and these satanic agendas that are being manifest in our world. This is all because we have forgotten our roots as a Christian nation. We have lost our vision as a Christian people, and we're wandering. Many Christians are wandering around aimlessly, more compromised than they had any clue. Along with that, the world that doesn't know Jesus is inviting demons into our world. And sometimes that's done, well, it's always done, through the occult. And that can be even in something as simple as acupuncture. So is acupuncture of the occult? That's the question, because I got some pushback on that. And I was told the story about someone who got injured. They fell through a glass window. Their arm was bleeding. And the doctors could not stop the bleeding. They got an acupuncturist who did his thing with needles, and the bleeding stopped, and it saved this person's life. So as a result, the person who witnessed this got into acupuncture. And, you know, that's hard to argue with. Like, it worked. You know, that's the problem. It worked. So how do we deal with that? I've been looking at acupuncture, trying to be as open-minded as I can on, just like, okay, you know, I get that. It works. There's lots of things I don't understand that work, and that doesn't make them the occult because I don't understand them. But in looking into acupuncture, I believe it's just repackaged energy healing. You know, supposedly there are these points on our body that, according to acupuncturists, you know, there's this life force, they call it, or chi, that flows through your body. And using pins, you can kind of manipulate that life force for whatever results you're going for. The problem is, you know, what is a life force? What is energy? We can't define that. And whenever we can't define it, I think we have to kind of assume that it's demonic. It's spiritual. It's, you know, like, what else is an energy or a force except a spirit? You know, that I don't see how else we can explain it. Now, a friend of mine, we've been talking about this, and he did say to me, you know, like, well, you know, doctors over the ages have oftentimes noticed patterns of behavior, things where, you know, if I do A, B happens, and I don't know why, but I see that it does. And he gave the, I asked him about the situation, like, why did sticking pins in somebody's arm stop the bleeding? And basically the answer is we don't know, but that doesn't necessarily make it witchcraft. But still, in my looking into this, I haven't found any answer other than this possibility that you can distract the body. Like if you have pain in one area and then you cause pain in a different area, your body might move its attention from the area that was in pain a minute ago to focus on this different area. So I get that, you know, that makes sense to me, you know, like I have triggers in my body that, you know, when I stub my toe, I know I hurt. And my dad used to joke about that when I'd complain as a kid about something that wasn't really, you know, you're just like being whiny or whatever. He'd say, well, hey, why don't I cut off your hand and then you won't think about your thumb anymore. And of course, you knew that was ridiculous, so you just backed away. But the idea is the same, that you like distract you maybe and you won't be thinking about the pain. It won't be consuming you so much. So I get that. But in looking into acupuncture, I can't see any, there's nothing to say that it's anything other than manipulating, you know, it's witch doctor stuff. You're saying like basically bad energy is flowing through you and you need to manipulate it. You need to appease it. You need to chase it away, you know. So are we talking about dream catchers keeping away bad spirits, painting your ceiling blue to keep away evil spirits? These are things people have done, you know, or just having a charm. Another story Derek Prince told was of a woman in South Africa who was a Christian, but she had a terrible headache and she had a maid who said that she had something to help. And now this Christian woman knew her maid was a witch. The woman brought, the maid brought something. It was like a charm. She said, put this under your pillow and your headache will go away. Well, she did that and the headache went away. Years later, she had to be delivered from witchcraft, the spirit of witchcraft, because that was the trade-off for this charm. And they couldn't, when Derek Prince was walking her through deliverance, they couldn't get to the root of the problem. Like that, she couldn't get free until she acknowledged that this was indeed witchcraft. And she was still believing that she benefited from that charm. And so that charm had legal right, the demons had legal right because of her faith in that charm to harass her. And so they did. So she had to renounce that in order to be free. So just because something works doesn't make it something that we should be engaged in, because the goal is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And Satan might allow you to get healing. You know, you might go to a fortune teller and get some useful information. You might go to an energy healer and get healing for a particular ailment. But there's a trade-off. There is a cost. And that cost is too high. It's too high to pay. And it's because we trade in righteousness, peace, and joy for the Holy Spirit. You might have depression. You might have nightmares that won't go away. You might have a fear of the dark. You might have the fear of someone sneaking up behind you. All these things, and you're like, I don't know what you may be saying, I don't know why I have these fears. And it can very likely, very plausibly, because you had some engagement with the occult that you still haven't renounced, so the devil has a legal right to harass you, and that's a trade-off. You know, is that worth it for healing? You know, it's not, because we already have the healer. Jesus is the healer. We don't practice healing enough in our churches. This is an area I'm growing in. You know, I'm not saying by this, too, I think a lot of people are going to be upset, like, well, Carl, if you cut off alternative medicine, what's left? Because we don't trust Western medicine. There's pharmakia in that. That's the, you know, pharmakia is using drugs, basically, to contact the spiritual world. It's kind of the same idea. You know, so is all medicine bad? You know, putting our faith in something other than Jesus is, you know, whatever is not of faith is sin, the Bible says. I don't have a problem with, you know, taking a Tylenol or Advil. I don't want to ever touch anything that alters the state of my mind. I think that's dangerous. You know, and obviously it has been, and so many people have become addicted to pain pills because, I mean, drugs are still the gateway into the occult, even if it is prescribed by a doctor in a white shirt. You know, it doesn't make it safe because our faculties, when we lose control of our faculties, we expose ourselves to the influence of other things because we are not in control of our own faculties. And remember that Satan is a lion prowling about seeking someone to devour. And if he sees that you are vulnerable, he takes advantage of it. He doesn't fight fair. That's why some children can be born with demons, because even in the womb, they felt rejected and they were vulnerable, and Satan entered in. He had one of his minions enter in, a spirit of rejection. You can be born with a spirit of rejection. And then there's also things just like a car wreck. You might be even a toddler or younger than that, and you're in a car wreck, and it was traumatic, and it shook you up. You were afraid, and Satan, a spirit of fear, came in at that moment. He doesn't fight fair. He's a roaring lion seeking an opportunity, and when we become vulnerable, he will try to take that opportunity. He doesn't always succeed, but many times he does. So yeah, I mean, you know, modern Western medicine, which is so dependent upon drugs, I think is dangerous too. I think everything we do should be done in faith, and it should be done through prayer. Now, I'm not saying if you take medicine or have surgery, you don't have faith. That's not what I'm saying. I just think we need to go into these things thoughtfully, prayerfully, and honestly. And when it comes to, you know, like, if you could show me that sticking a needle in my arm, if I'm bleeding, that stops the blood from flowing out of the cut in my finger, and you can explain to me why, you know, like something other than just energy, because energy is just so vague, and it really is just another word for spirit. Yeah. Calling it energy makes it sound scientific when all it is there's a force there. You don't know what it is, so you're just calling it energy. I think it's a mistake. But if you could demonstrate how it works, that sticking a needle up here can stop the bleeding down here without ramifications. I mean, all medicine also has, you know, all these side effects, like you're taking a risk of this happening, this happening, and this happening. There are spiritual ramifications too that we should be, you know, side effects we should be aware of. And at the end of the day, Jesus is the healer, and he commanded his disciples to preach the gospel, heal the sick, and cast out demons. And if we as Christians were better at obeying him, we would have more answers to people's sicknesses. Casting out demons is the source of many, demons are the source of many illnesses, and casting them out brings healing. And again, I'm not saying that there isn't a place for medicine, there isn't a place for surgery, but we shouldn't do any of these things as if I'm choosing science or faith. It's God's world. He created it. He's in charge of it. We should never separate him from anything that we do, period. So I want to share this story about acupuncture from Derek Prince's book, and, you know, draw your own conclusions. I'm not going to judge you and say you're a witch because you practice acupuncture. You're not a real Christian. I would never do it, and I believe that you should renounce it. I believe at this point, I can't see that it's anything other than energy healing, which is appealing to a spirit other than the Holy Spirit. So I say, don't do it. You know, and if you are a Christian, are doing it, I'm still going to love you. I'll still be in fellowship with you. But if you're sick and you need healing, don't be surprised, because when you give the devil a foothold, he will take up space and he will cause you harm. And when you stand before Jesus, you will know the truth, and you will either accept it or reject it. And if you accept it, you'll be set free. And if not, you'll become the slave of that which you chose to be your master. So that's the truth of all of life. You know, wherever we believe a lie, when we stand before the God of truth, we will have to either renounce the lie or hold on to the lie and be destroyed with it. We'll renounce a lie and be set free from it, or we will hold on to the lie and be destroyed with it. The choice is ours, and obviously the choice of life is the better one. Choose this day whom you will serve. So Derek Prince relates a story, and this comes from a Chinese doctor in Malaysia. He said, about 8 years ago, at a retreat in Singapore, God spoke to me about the dangers of acupuncture and its link to the occult. I say that because that's how Derek Prince says it, occult, but occult, especially its inseparable origin with traditional Chinese religion. I immediately renounced my practice of acupuncture, a skill I learned in Hong Kong and practiced successfully for 5 years. So this was not a cheap, like, I got this new religious experience, and so I'm going to renounce all these things that the church says is bad. This is a guy, this cost him a lot. He learned this practice and in Hong Kong, and he practiced it successfully for 5 years. It cost him a lot. Listen to this. As I came back home, I announced to my startled staff of doctors, nurses, and patients that acupuncture is dangerous, that I had renounced it and would not practice it anymore. Think of that cost in human terms, in human relation terms. He came back. He's a doctor. He has all these people working for him. They're all going to consider him crazy. They're going to be mad at him. They're going to feel like he's jeopardizing their careers, their finances, and they're going to ridicule him. And he's going to look like a fool maybe to all these people he had practiced acupuncture on, and now he's renouncing it. So this is costing him a lot in those terms. He said, I gathered all my machines, needles, books, diploma, and charts, and made a great bonfire of them publicly. The total cost of these items was $15,000, but the blessings after that were priceless because, and I'm going to get to that, it cost him $15,000, but it also cost him all the years in school for that diploma. You know, Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. When he said, unless you forsake your father and mother, you're not worthy of me. This is the kind of thing he was talking about. This person, when they were convinced of the truth about acupuncture, when God convicted them about what they should do, they threw it all away without any hesitation. Even though it cost them a great amount. He said the blessings of giving it up were priceless because, one, he said my wife had suffered from chronic migraines and had acupuncture done by me many times before, and she was immediately healed without medicine or prayer. Secondly, my unexplained fear of darkness immediately vanished. Thirdly, my medical practice, instead of suffering a loss, received a double-fold increase in blessings. About 3 years ago, we saw a very unusual case during a healing rally in Kuching, East Malaysia. I don't know if I said that right, but a Christian lady came forward for prayer regarding her rheumatism. As soon as we started, the Lord gave a word of knowledge that she had submitted herself to acupuncture treatment in the past. She confirmed it, but each time she tried to renounce it, she was thrown onto the floor screaming in severe pain. We realized that she was being tormented by demons that had gained entry to her body through acupuncture. After we took authority over the demons and cast them out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, she was delivered and totally healed. She then told us, so she gave up acupuncture and then got totally healed. Some people believe that they're getting health benefits from alternative medicine because when they first started, they got better, or they got a little better, or they saw improvement, and then they continued down that path. And it seems to me there are many people who have done that. They haven't actually continued to get better. They aren't any better really than they were to begin with, but they believe that they're getting better, but they aren't seem to be making any progress. It's just something I noticed. She then told us that each time, she then told us that each time she had tried to renounce acupuncture, invisible needles began to pierce her over the parts of her body where she had previously submitted herself to treatment. And then he says, let me end with this tragic case. The Christian brother who taught me acupuncture. So it's a Christian brother who taught him acupuncture. And that's one of the questions I've been asking, because I know people who practice iridology and all sorts of alternative medicines that are usually associated with New Age occultic stuff, but they're doing it as a Christian. I'm asking, can we do that? And I think the answer is no. And this is one of the reasons why. It says, the Christian brother who taught me acupuncture suffered from severe depression and committed suicide under mysterious circumstances. The world does not know the whole truth because he had everything in life. But I think I know. He came under a curse and paid for it with his life. So here's a question I have for you. If this maybe is bothering you, you're like, well, then I really need healing. I got help in acupuncture. Some people would say, I got help in yoga. I got help in these things, and you're taking away my lifeline. Well, that's the problem. Your lifeline is not in any alternative medicine. Your lifeline needs to be in Jesus only. In him alone is life and liberty and happiness. So, you know, if this is devastating to you, if giving up acupuncture is like unplugging the life support machine for you, then your faith is in the wrong place because Jesus is our life support. And you know what? Like my dad died at 49 from a heart attack. Some people were mad at him because some family members were mad at him because he hated to go to the doctor. And they believed that if he had gone to the doctor, he would still be alive with us today. I don't regret it at all. You know, I think maybe there was a generational curse. Maybe my dad struggled with anxiety. You know, maybe it was related to that. I don't know. But I never had anger at my dad over his death or even at God because my dad lived such a good life and was such a good example. I just felt so rich by his life, but I was also proud of him for living by faith. You know, he told me, and we didn't go to the doctor much. Someone who is a doctor might think this is ridiculous, but the day he died or around that week, he was talking about the different things he was going through. And he mentioned to us, to me and my brothers, because we painted houses together, he said that he got up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night and he got knocked to the floor, like something in his chest knocked him to his knees and he thought he was dying. And he cried out to God and he said, the Holy Spirit told him, he said, are you going to worry about this or are you going to let me deal with it? And, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of the week, my dad died. And someone might get mad about that, say, well, you walked in faith and God still, and he died. So look what happens when you trust God and God lets you down. You know what? I would rather have my dad, this may sound crazy, but I would rather have my dad die at 49 in faith than live to 70 or live to 80 or 90 and be compromised in that time. My dad lived out of his conviction to the day of his last breath. And that is what I celebrate because, you know, we aren't going to live forever. We have hope. We live with abandon in faith because we are trusting in the resurrection. We can't put our trust in statins. We can't put our trust in stints in our heart. We're not called to put our trust in alternative medicine or medicine of any kind. We're called to put our faith in Jesus. He has everything we need. We say those words. We sing those words, but rarely do we believe those words. It's time to believe him. Only when we live by faith will we truly bear the fruit of the kingdom of God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's what the scriptures say. So I'm going to lead us now in a renunciation of acupuncture. This is printed out from Canaan Ministries. Canaan spelled with a K, K-A-N-A-A-N ministries.org. And so I just printed this off. I am not in contact with this ministry or any way, but I just thought it would be good to have a thorough renunciation on here so that if you have been convicted today about acupuncture, then you can be set free. And if any demons have come into your life through it, then we're going to command them to leave. You can also apply this to, you know, renunciation is pretty simple. The concept is simple. You simply renounce. Say, I reject the stuff that I once accepted. The more thorough, the more specific, I think the better. So if you you never did acupuncture, but you did something else, then just apply it to that thing, and God's going to heal you today. So in the name of Yeshua Jesus, I renounce Taoism and pantheism being the original source of acupuncture. I cut myself loose from any such roots and ask you to let them shrivel up and burn them in your consuming fire. I renounce any such roots of Taoism and declare that there is a personal God, Genesis 14:19, and that God the Father and Yeshua Jesus has their home in heaven, Psalm 26. I confess and declare that all men lack the glory of God. It's not residing within us. We lack it until we are restored and healed and he bestows it to us. I renounce and declare that all men are conceived in sin. I declare that all men are conceived in sin and are in need of a Savior. I declare that we have a Savior in Yeshua Jesus of Nazareth who liberated us from the curse, the penalty for breaking God's law, his blood having cleansed us of all iniquity. 1 John 5:11. 1 John 5:11:1. That's not right. That's a typo. And 1 John 3:8. I renounce chi, the cosmic spirit, and declare any doctrine teaching it to be the sustainer of everything in the universe to be a deception from the pit of hell. I declare that God, Yahweh, is the one who created and sustains the whole earth. I renounce the chi energy in the body along with the two systems of yin and the yang and the 12 meridians flowing through the body, as well as the connection between the 12 meridians and the 12 signs of the zodiac. There we have again, not only is this repackaged energy healing, it's repackaged horoscopes. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me and my family for having practiced reflexology, aromatherapy, and acupuncture, drawing healing power from Hindu gods and goddesses. I reject being able to cure myself by means of these things, God thus being obsolete. So the confession there is saying, when I put my hope that I can be cured from these things, I make God unnecessary. And we're repenting of that. So I confess that Yeshua, Jesus, took my grief and sorrow upon him on the cross of Golgotha so that I could be healed. Isaiah 53:4. In the name of Yeshua Jesus, I also renounce the following Taoist doctrines forming the basis of Hinduism. That all sickness originates from an imbalance between the yin and the yang. I renounce that. The yin and the yang being symbols of karate as well as the roots of karate. Buddhism and Taoism being the basis of Hinduism and acupuncture. I renounce these Taoist doctrines. I renounce I Ching, the Taoist Bible, as well as any other scriptures of divination, sorcery, and magic determining the uniform school of thought as found in Hinduism, Buddhism, and Taoism. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me, as well as my family, for any involvement in these schools of thought. I now turn back on and walk away from each and every one of them. I renounce and resist any Eastern spirits, evil forces, and demons related to the above. I ask you, Most High God, to bind, rebuke, and remove every evil force right now in the name of Yeshua Jesus. I renounce any form of Taoism and acupuncture rooted in astrology and the theories regarding the micro and the macrocosm. In the name of Yeshua Jesus, I ask you to sever my family and myself from any divining spirits as well as from astrology. I renounce any teaching of man's not being made in the image of God, but being a mere projection of creation. I hereby confess that I have indeed been created in the image of God according to Genesis 1:26. I declare the teaching of man's destiny being determined by the position of the planets, sun, moon, and stars to be a lie from the very pit of hell. Again, repackaged horoscopes. I renounce the following anatomical parts being used as open doors for the evil one. Probably not going to pronounce these correctly. The oracle, the heartbeat, the palm of the hand, the soles of the feet, the nails, the iris of the eye. I guess I did all right. I think the oracle is the one I wasn't sure about. So I renounce the following antinomical parts being used as open doors for the evil one. The oracle, the heartbeat, the palm of the hand, the soles of the feet, the nails, the iris of the eye. I now turn my back on acupuncture and walk away from any ungodly altars and idols. I also renounce the use of auras in the teachings of Buddhism, Hinduism, and the New Age. I declare the following teachings and practices to be unbiblical, untrue, and a deception, that all men are frozen energy. Having one's aura tested by means of the oscilloscope, the chakra wheel of color and light determining one's aura. I renounce using any of the following for the awakening of the Hindu spirits: yoga, biorhythm, alpha and beta brain waves, homeopathy, acupuncture, holism, reflexology, and aromatherapy. I renounce all of the above objectives and turn my back on them. In the spirit, I now walk away from all that is connected to Hinduism, its gods and its idols, and ask that you, for once and for all, burn the bridge of Hinduism behind me in the name of Yeshua Jesus. Thank you, Most High God. I worship you alone. So some of you, you know, that some of that may just sound like legalism or like too much. It just may seem like too much, but, you know, I encourage you to start here. Just start with a blank slate. Start wherever you are. Maybe you're sick. Talk to Jesus and just say, Jesus, I want to be healed by you. Show me what you require of me. What would you have me do? You know, in the Bible, there are many different things where Jesus healed one man. A woman was healed by touching Jesus. Jesus healed a man by spitting in mud and putting mud on his eyes. There's a story in the Old Testament about someone coming to, I believe it was Elisha, who had leprosy, and Elisha told him to go into the river and wash. God sometimes will tell you to do specific things, and he certainly will tell you to get rid of things in your house, things in your life that are open doors to the devil. So there are options for you. We're not taking away your options for healing. We're saying we're going directly to the healer. We're going to Jesus. Let Jesus speak the truth over you. So Jesus, right now, I just bless everyone who's listening, everyone who's watching. Lord, for those who are struggling right now, Lord, this hit a mark today for them. Lord, and I know that even in my weakness, Lord, you are using me. You're using this this podcast today. You're using this prayer. So I know you're moving in someone's life today. So I just declare that because they have renounced acupuncture and all that's connected to it and the zodiac and whatever else has been renounced, I command every unclean spirit connected to acupuncture, to energy healing, to the zodiac, to horoscopes, to the New Age, I command you to leave. Healing crystal spirit connected to healing crystals, I command you to leave. I command all spirits of affliction, spirits of infirmity, crippling spirits, deaf spirits, dumb spirits, I command you to leave right now in the name of Jesus. You don't have a right to be in this person's life anymore, and you must go now. Premature death, I command you to leave. Suicidal spirits, I command you to leave right now in the name of Jesus. You don't belong here. And Holy Spirit, I ask you to come, Spirit of wisdom, who leads us into all truth. Teach us how to be the healing agents that you've commanded us to be. Fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit. Teach us to trust in your name and your name alone, Jesus, and teach us to discern between good and evil. Amen. And if today's episode has helped you, then please let me know and how it's helped you. Because we're fighting a battle. We make mistakes. We have victories and we have failures. But, you know, you learn from your failures. So I want to know today what has blessed you, what maybe caused you to stumble. Maybe what are you wrestling with? I want to know. So please drop a note in the comments. If you haven't taken a minute to subscribe, go ahead and do that or rate and review the podcast in whatever podcast app you use. I'd greatly appreciate it. It'll help more people find the show. All right. God bless you guys. And may you be filled with the Holy Spirit's fire this week. In Jesus' name.